Hey, you remember Collector's Crush on YouTube?
Barely.
It's been months. I like to go to their last video and look at the comments, search by new, but it says there are 20 scenarios to why they are MIA. Here's the number one. They were playing with toys too much and failed their exam and must redo them. Number 10, she lost her left eye too. Now she can't see the figures to do reviews. That's not funny. 11, she's pregnant, had a premature birth because the baby could wait no longer to play with action figures and toys.
Wow.
Wow. Their dog chewed up all their toys. Now they must start all over again. Okay, well, they should document that. He caught her in bed with the Thanos action figure because he has bigger muscles. Now it's over.
He caught her in bed with the Galactus or a Sentinel.
Number 14, the police arrested them and charged them for attempted reviewing of action figures. See, that's good. See, that's a nice wholesome one. Welcome to another episode of the Reluctant Adult Podcast. My name is Paul, and I am joined, as always, by the man who has bad knees, but not nearly as bad as April, Bill!
Hi, everybody. I also have bad ankles.
You're just a disaster.
I am, and I've passed my weak ankles to my daughter and my son genetically.
Oh, it's a genetic thing? It's not
yeah.
Like from overuse.
It's not.
Well, maybe Neko will do a running change on you, and then you can upgrade yourself. So NECA does a lot of cool stuff with their figures, and sometimes it's a home run and sometimes it's a swing and a miss. So they were looking for a way to make their figures more articulated, and they created this new kind of joint where it's a very obvious middle section. We saw it with the Casey Jones figure for his elbows, and then they tried to implement it. Well, they did implement it on the April O'Neil figure for the movie line of Turtles, and people immediately just did not like it. It was very one-sided on the do not like this side of things.
Yeah.
But you know, NECA went, they did it. They just went forward with it. But there was a photo that surfaced this week of April with better knees, without that middle sausage link. And there, people started asking NECA if this was real or if it was a custom. And what NECA seemed to say, nobody that ordered April through their website
right
is going to get this version, but it will be a running change, which means that this may be the version of April we find at Walmart.
Yes. It's too bad they just can't send a little small baggie of lower legs and knees, pop them off,
right,
and put them in.
Well, maybe it can be like what they're doing with Goliath and his folded wings and just pack them in.
That would
a future
be something,
figure.
Sure.
A less desirable figure, but you can get the parts, you can get the fixed parts. Like, throw in a pair of Casey Jones arms too if you have that original Casey.
Yes, there you go.
So you ordered from the NECA website, but you don't have yours yet because they're going to send it to you with another pre-order figure which is not ready to ship yet.
Right.
So even though they said that nobody from the website is going to get it, do you feel like there's a chance that you might, because your April probably hasn't even been produced yet?
I would agree with you there. I don't think that they're the company that would say, like, an Entertainment Earth or a Big Bad Toy Store would stash your loot
right
until it's
they're
ready
not
to
holding
ship
on to it.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think that's how they operate.
No, that's why that whole thing was a little concerning to me, because what if they just didn't make enough?
Right.
And then they were like, oops, sorry.
Oops. Well, we're seeing a lot of that with, like, very cheeky emails from, like, Hasbro Pulse and NECA, you know, blaming the pandemic and blaming shipping issues and being like, oh, well, we're sorry, we bungled it up, but just let you know, it's delayed. Whoopsies.
Yeah. I ordered that those 12-inch Power Rangers from Entertainment Earth, and I was prepared to wait because that just seems like how it is. But the only site that has them in stock and shipping was Sideshow Collectibles, which I don't understand what how they do. It's not like they had any part in making these, but they can just sell whatever they want on their website.
I guess. Remember they were an importer for Hot Toys early on and still are, I think.
Right, but I thought there was some sort of relationship there. Like there were some figures that were co-produced by them.
Okay. Who makes those? Is it like Star Ace or
3-0?
3-0. Wow.
3-0 is making these. I don't know anything about 3-0. I know they're making 12-inch Power Rangers.
Yeah.
That's the only thing on the Entertainment Earth website so far for them.
That's what you got.
They look good from what I've seen. Some people had some breakage, which concerns me. The other thing about these that kind of annoyed me, I got all six. It was $50 less if you bought all six together. But the $50 is clearly, it's not just a savings. Like the company is saving money because they're shipping all six in one box instead of individual boxes, which would have been my preference. And I almost feel like I would have paid the $50 to get the six individual boxes. Because what if something is wrong with one of them? Do I have to send all of them back?
That's true. That's very true.
So that's a little annoying. Also, I'd like to get these soon so I can choose to pre-order the White Ranger and the Lord Draken or not if they suck.
Of course.
But I feel like they're going to be pretty good. But I'm not expecting those. I was never expecting to get those until next year, even though October was the target date.
Yeah. These would worry me for breakage because they have such a thin material against the underbody, the buck.
Right. Yeah.
And like if a joint popped out, it would just look like a broken arm or leg. Imagine?
I wonder if you can take the suits off and swap out the body, or those are just sewn in there.
That's true. Yeah. Do you imagine you get them? Have you seen pictures of them?
Yeah, I saw a few last week. There was a video. They do look good, but I obviously want to see them in person.
Right. This is not one of those situations where like the outfit, the bodysuit is actually a big stripe of Velcro behind it. Do you imagine?
Yeah, I don't. I don't know. That's what I was saying. Like, can you take the suit off or are they just sewn into it? I guess it's better to be sewn into it so you don't have an unsightly Velcro or a snap or something.
Yes, exactly.
Or a tiny little zipper.
Tiny zipper. I'd almost prefer the tiny zipper.
No, the zipper is the one clothing item that does not translate well into a smaller scale.
No.
Because it's always oversized. If you look at those Mezco Ghostbusters, the suits look pretty good, but then they have little zippers on there and they're like comically big.
It's like, kind of like
that is as small as you can get them.
It's kind of like an action figure photography if you go outside and you take a photo of a figure in grass.
Right.
And you're like, wait a minute, that grass needs to be much smaller.
Yeah, they should go out there with little clippers and like clip the grass down to make
shape the grass to make it look thinner.
Yeah. I have some crazy plants growing, like weeds in my backyard, and I want to take the Velociraptor out there from the Mattel line.
Oh, sure.
Figure photography. Oh, speaking of Jurassic Park, I don't think I mentioned this last week. I got my Muldoon figure.
Ooh.
Which is fine. I think he really suffers from the lack of a proper firearm. I don't know. It must be a thing where companies don't want to include guns with their figures anymore. I know Mattel or DC is making McFarlane not put guns in any of his toys, which is why like the Peacekeeper figure from whatever
has a sword.
He comes with a sword, which is like, it's, you know, he uses a sword for a second in the movie, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So Muldoon comes with something, but it's the end of it is clearly like a stun gun or something.
Oh,
it's supposed to be
like the stun gun from the very beginning of the movie where they're trying to
it's just
neutralize
not.
That raptor.
Because it's like, you obviously want to pose him like he's hunting that velociraptor.
Yeah.
In the clever girl shot. It just doesn't work. But I mean, it's a pretty accurate figure. It's sort of hilarious with his tall socks and everything.
Yeah, you kind of forget that he was wearing shorts the whole film.
Yeah, well, it's hot out there in the jungle.
That's true.
Malaria be damned.
Yes.
I haven't seen Alan Grant go back up for pre-order, but I got to jump on that.
No, I'm waiting for those to pop up in the store. I'll find them then.
I've only seen the old man. I never even saw...
Yeah, he's sitting around.
Ellie on the pegs. Yeah.
Did you get
People
Ellie?
Don't appreciate him the way we do. I did get Ellie, yeah.
They really don't she's appreciate him. He is great. And she's good too, but that John Hammond figure... So good.
I feel like the John Hammond figure is the best figure, and like that's what pulled me in. And every figure other than him is just a little bit less than him.
Yeah,
and it's sort of a disappointment. Like they really peaked with that John Hammond figure.
I picked up that Ray Arnold's Final Moments set from Mattel Creations. They came a couple weeks ago. Yeah, the legacy line.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
He's going to stay in the box.
Can you see the figure in the packaging?
You can.
Yeah.
Which is good.
This Jurassic Park line is bonkers.
It is. It's all over the place.
It's just all over the place. Absolutely. Yeah. But it's fun. Some of it's fun.
I saw some stuff on the Lego end side of things for Camp Cretaceous.
Mm-hmm.
But it also had... It had Andy Dwyer's character on it. Chris Pratt.
What? Is he in the show?
That's what I'm wondering, if I spoiled something for myself.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's been a Lego before. So
he
maybe
has
just
been
a Lego.
Lego, but he was...
Maybe they're doing a Lego Jurassic Park that combines all of them. That's not canon.
Well, I mean, at some point... I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was walking in Target one day, it was on an end cap, and I was like, oh, what is his name? His name's Owen something or other.
Yeah.
But it's
Owen
like
Grady?
Maybe.
No, is that somebody else?
Yeah. It's just like he rescues them. And I was like, wait, does he? Did I miss this?
Oh, the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm right, Owen Grady.
Oh,
points for me.
Points for you. Congratulations. Golf clap.
Yeah. You want to guess at Bryce Dallas Howard's character's name?
I knew it once, but I don't know it.
Yeah. Claire Deering.
Claire. I think I knew Claire.
Yeah.
Not the Deerly.
Simon Masrani is also a character.
Yes. He was the owner of the island.
Yes. There's a funny part in the Lego version of that where he's like being wild on a helicopter and crazy and like crashes or something like that. Like,
well, that's his moment. He gets all billionaire crazy and then crashes it. Lets out all the flying ones.
Oh, did that happen in the movie?
It did.
Oh, I don't see combining. That's funny. I don't even remember. Like, he just like all the flying dinosaurs hit his helicopter.
No, he. I think the Indominus Rex like hits the helicopter, and it crashes into the aviary, and lets out all the flying dinosaurs.
Oh right.
I think that's what happened. I could be mistaken. I don't know.
I know. I can't.
I've seen that movie twice.
I can't remember
twice.
The details of that
I've
movie.
I've seen it twice.
It was fun. I like the idea of like, it being a working theme park and all the little... like they had the petting zoo area with the baby dinosaurs. I thought that was fun. Didn't like the second one as much. But the third one, bringing back everybody.
Everybody. Including
Come
Ray
on
Arnold.
Back.
Including Ray Arnold.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
It would be. I think it needs to happen.
I'm still not clear on how he died. Or like
exactly.
How,
You're
how
unclear.
His arm got in there. I feel like it was a misdirection.
It was. It was actually Mace Windu's arm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There was some funny thing about how he has a purple lightsaber and fans are like, oh, that's because he has a special connection to the Force. Meanwhile, right. It's just like he went up to George like, hey, can I have a purple lightsaber? I
right,
like purple.
Right, right. So like you want to sure. You want to hear the canon explanation for his purple lightsaber?
Let's hear it.
So he used a specific type of Force that kind of edged a little bit too close to the dark side.
Ooh.
And if you are a dark side user, you could quote unquote bleed your kyber crystal,
mm-hmm.
Which are normally blue or green. You can bleed it to become red. So
red and blue makes purple.
Exactly. Exactly.
What form of media explained all that? Must have been a comic.
It was probably a comic, yeah.
Yeah, because it's hard to show visually. That's a lot of exposition.
It is.
Yeah.
I finished watching Squid Game. I watched it relatively quickly. We didn't talk about that at all because I was like, what's this, a reality show? It was not.
Right. No. It was. Hopefully that is not reality. It was very good, and then the way it ended sort of ruined it for me.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen the last episode yet. So
you're no, I have.
Still pretty good. Oh, you did? You finished
yeah.
the whole thing?
Oh yeah, I watched it in a day.
So I think at this point, if you haven't seen it, it's on you. So we can spoil it a little bit. So in the movie, in the series, there's this character, Player One, and he's the old man.
Yes.
And in the end, it turns out he's like the creator of the game.
Him right, he's just another rich guy.
Bored guys.
Yeah.
Let's make people kill each other. That should be fun.
Right.
But he, like, for whatever reason, he decides to be a contestant in this game. So, like, there was a clue early on when, like, the detective's looking through the records and they have like player profiles, but like a printed out pages of player profiles, like they would have that.
Yes.
And there's no player one in there, so that was sort of a hint that like
sure
player one's not a real player.
The other so one like was he didn't have locks. He didn't have locks on his shackles for the tug of war.
Oh, I missed that.
Yes.
And then he like was good at the games, but he's old, so like you wouldn't expect that. And so in the very last episode, it's revealed that he was behind all this, and he's talking to player, I forget the number, but you know, like the hero you follow through the whole thing. And they play like the last game is like if someone will help this drunk guy on the street, and then the old guy dies. There was an episode, the Marvel episode, which I think it was 5 or 6, where like, oh man, you like. My wife was sobbing, like she was so sad for this old man.
Oh,
because
really?
he was pretending to have dementia and he was going through it.
Yeah.
And like he won, but then he you know, let the other guy win and you think he dies. And then in the end he's just an asshole. And it just sort of like ruined it.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
It would have been like
that very end of the season, like, why would you lie to your best friend?
It was like if at the end of Return of the Jedi Vader's like, help me take off this mask, and Luke is just like, nope, and like kicks him in the nuts. Like nope. it just ruins your character.
I'm gonna keep walking to my stolen space shuttle.
Yeah. So
that's funny.
We'll see if they do a season two, but I think it's sort of ruined for me.
I don't need a season two. It did enough.
It was good.
He has a Neo moment at the end. He's like, I'm gonna hang up this phone and then I'm gonna show you the world for what it is. And he just walks out off the plane.
I don't know if it's a cultural thing, but what was with that red hair?
I don't know either. That was a choice for sure.
That was a choice. I wonder if we're gonna see a lot of that for Halloween, or if like that's people be afraid that would be seen as like cultural appropriation or something.
Sure. Yeah, it was definitely odd.
It was hair. Like you said, it was a choice.
Yes.
There were one or two trailers released today. One was definitely for The Batman, starring the sparkly vampire fellow. I forget his name.
Yeah.
And then apparently there's a trailer for The Flash, which reintroduces the Michael Keaton Batman, which people were excited about. I cannot muster any excitement for any of these DC properties. It's just I don't give a damn about them at Oh, and it's so weird because Batman used to be the biggest goddamn thing
Of course.
in our lives. Like when
Yes.
those Batman Begins movies came out, it like was all encompassing.
I can't muster excitement for any media at this point. No movies. Nothing's exciting to me. I don't know why. I don't know if it was just the 18 months
Yeah.
off from movies.
Yeah, I think that ruined it. It just showed that how unimportant movies are, I think.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
How much of a one-off everything, like all that anticipation, and then you see it, and then
Yeah.
from there it doesn't have any impact afterwards
And I
on
think
you.
another thing where it's like it's hard to slip into that fantasy world
Yeah.
because you're so hyper aware of the real world now that it's just hard to get into that headspace where
Oh, of course.
you can just pretend.
Well, I just thinking about it, and it was like I think I've mentioned it before with especially the DC movies. I think they started really rolling them out in abundance around the time I started getting really, tired and like fatigued of the MCU stuff.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, I saw the first couple Batmans and I saw that Suicide Squad, and by Suicide Squad, I was like, no more. So I've skipped everything since.
Yeah.
So I never saw Justice League or the Snyder Cut or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you didn't miss much.
No.
That movie it was unnecessary, and it's not, this is my whole point. I know there's this Flash movie, and I know they're gonna like continue Aquaman
Yeah.
and Wonder Woman, I assume. But if you're recasting Batman and Superman, there's no point in continuing your current universe.
No, there's not.
And like, I know that Marvel has rebooted Spider-Man, and that's more of a Sony thing. But I just feel like we can't keep putting energy into these new versions only to have them reboot it
Of course,
like a
yeah.
year or two later.
Yeah, no, you don't need it.
It's just like why? And it's not like when they did the original Batman movies and they deteriorated into like the Schumacher stuff.
Right,
And
yeah,
you're like, man, I wish they
can't
could
be black
do
light cheesiness.
it's like I wish they could do a like a realistic version of Batman. They already did it.
Yes.
The definitive Batman in the real world has been established.
It has been.
So like what version of Batman are you going to give us now that
Right.
can top that? I just don't know what they're going to do. Like it might be fine. It might be perfectly serviceable. But why, like I there you know, and there's new fans, there's new kids, they're going to go see it. But like these movies are supposed to be for me. Like I'm the most important person in the world.
Yeah.
Companies should be making movies for me.
Right, exactly.
No, but maybe that's me realizing that it's not for me anymore. That's why I don't care. It's because they don't care about my money. They want all the kids out there that still go to the theater every
Of
Friday,
course.
like we used to.
Right. I was talking to my brother, and it was like, the last movie I saw with him was Black Widow, and
Yeah.
he was asking me about, if I was feeling excited for the new Spider-Man movie that's coming out in December, and I said, I really am not.
No.
He's like, but it's got, Dr. Octopus and a
Yeah.
couple other cameos in it. And I go, that's, I'm not, either way, I said, I don't know if it's just the theater experience that was, taken away or what, but I just don't have any interest in
Yeah, and
going
that
out
plot,
and.
like, I don't know if that is supposed to seem like the ultimate storyline where all the different versions converge,
Yeah,
but we already know, like, we're already writing it in our head. And it's probably not going to live up to what we have in our head, so you know you're going to be disappointed.
right. And it's just the multiverse stuff. I put it. It's like
Yeah.
it's a quick gimmick to kind of get yourself out of a corner. Same thing with time travel.
It's like Treehouse of Horror version of Marvel. It's like this doesn't affect the actual canon of The
Right.
Simpsons. It's just like this little like fun thing they're gonna do,
Yeah.
but in the at the end of the day, it's not really gonna have any lasting effects.
Unless you're me and it has months-long lasting effects, as we all know.
With the Treehouse of Horrors.
Correct.
So today, actually this week, I went to Five Below twice, and they're starting to get some good stuff in. Like this is they're starting to get their seasonal stuff in. And I think while all the other stores are going to suffer from shipping delays, Five Below, everything they stock is stuff that's like sitting in a warehouse somewhere. So they, yeah. This may be the best Christmas ever if you like Five Below.
Okay. It's good to know.
So I went on Friday, I believe. They had the blind box Funko mystery minis of the Disney afternoon. And they just had full cases of them, which include 12 figures. Wow. So I was like, all right, well, if I get three, that's $9. And then I was like, well, I want to get all the characters because I don't have any. So I'm just going to get a whole box. And then I get to keep the shipper that it comes in, which I love.
There you go.
So I just grabbed
like presents.
Right. And then it's a nice way to display them. So I kept the, after I opened all up, I kept the boxes in there.
Sure.
So I just bring them all up to the register and I throw that in the bag. And when I get back to the office, I opened them all up and I got most of, so there's more than 12 characters and several of them, like the most commons are 1 in 12. So if you have a case of 12, you would think you would get almost all of those. But I got one of the rare figures I got was Gadget from Chip and Dale, which I was very excited about. One of my favorite characters. There's also a Monterey Jack, which is even more rare. And I got either Huey and Dewey or Dewey and Louie. I'm not sure which one is the blue one, but I didn't get him. But I got the other two, and I got Scrooge McDuck. And I got from Tailspin. Who's the cub? Has that like skateboard that goes in the sky? Hello.
I'm here. I'm trying to listen.
No. The cub. You just walked away while I was talking.
No. The cub from Tailspin. It was Baloo. It was the characters from Jungle Book, right?
Right, but the cub. It was like the woman that owned the pilot store, right. Wherever they worked, and her son.
He was a new character then.
He was a new character, yeah.
Okay.
So I got him. I got two of him. I got two chips. So if anyone wants to trade for the third duck or someone else, I'm up. But like, I was looking on eBay to see if I could just pick up the ones I was missing, and they go for like. Like even like the commons were like $5 because I think they cost like $8 originally and I only paid $3. So I almost feel like I just want to go back and get another case just for the chance to get that one rare figure and then just sell off the rest because I think I could very easily make my money back if not even profit.
I managed to get the R2-D2 from the McDonald's 50th line through Facebook.
Hey, there you go.
That was exciting. There was a woman that posted she was looking at her daughter had 26 of the 50 characters already.
Halfway there.
And she was like, does anyone have any that we don't have? I'm willing to trade. And I was like, hey. And she was local too. So I was like, hey, I've got a spare Thumper from Bambi. Do you have an R2-D2? And she goes, I don't have R2-D2 yet. But then someone else popped in and she was like, I've got one. If you want it, you can just have it. And I go, hey, sure. Thank you.
That is the droid I'm looking for.
Yeah, it was. So I drove over to her house. She said, I'm leaving it on the front step. I got there. She had it in a bag, and she had a bonus figure in it with me for it. And I was like, wow, two Star Wars figures.
You just got it for free?
I did.
Wow.
So then the original woman who was looking for stuff for her daughter, she was like, I'm going to go on Friday. Let's see if I get any doubles. And I go, you know, you can go into the restaurant and asked to look through the box. And she was like,
you can?
Yeah, of course.
There's just a box of them?
Yeah, there's a box of toys.
Wow.
You didn't know about the box of toys?
That's not COVID safe, just all those hands going through there.
Well, not everybody knows about it.
Well, nobody should be allowed to do that.
It's a late night practice. So like you go, so if the restaurant closes at 11, you go at like 10 and say, hey, can I rifle through the toy box?
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you know that you can order a birthday cake at McDonald's?
I did know that, yes.
Have you done it before?
No, but I've heard that it's a good birthday cake. It has like a marshmallow frosting.
It's very, it's sizable, and it's got Ronald on it.
It's $13, I think.
Yeah, it's a good value. Yeah. I don't know if this is, like, I think my wife saw it on TikTok, so now it's probably going to blow up.
I saw it on YouTube 3 months ago. I think they keep 3 on hand at most.
Each day?
No, because not everybody knows about it.
Well, that's the thing. Now everybody's going to know about it. They're going to run out.
It's unfortunate, because I saw this 3 months ago, and I was like, oh, I wonder. But realistically, you're supposed to have that birthday cake there for, like, the restaurants that carry or have the play place.
Well, no one. They don't do it anymore, do they? All locked down.
Oh, are they still?
I don't know. I actually don't know. They might have reopened them.
Yeah. Your state's still a free-for-all, but you're doing better now, so it's good.
Yeah. Well, what they said that the summer was going to be a high point because everybody is indoors because it's so hot. Yeah.
You're on the decline. 5 weeks on the decline.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see. Our mall added a toy store, a collectibles store, where basically it's like, instead of selling it on eBay, this guy just opened a store. So I wanted to see what it's all about. I go in there. And it's mostly recent stuff. Like they had the NECA Turtles. They had the 2-pack with Raph and Michelangelo for, I think, like $95, which, you know, that's like double what retail was.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it's going for on eBay. These stores are always funny to me because it's like, why aren't you just selling this on eBay, or why aren't you just buying this
right
on eBay?
Yeah, you know, because, like, again, the cost associated with running eBay and their fees probably aren't going to equal your rent fees.
Your rent, I know. I'm trying to look on here to see. I want to see what a. All right, someone had both 2-packs for $250 best offer. All right, someone has both 2-packs for $150. So I don't think $100 for one set is good. They also had the first Super Shredder for $50.
Okay.
And what did he retail for? $30, $35?
Around there. $35, $39.
So if it was $39 and you have to pay shipping.
Yeah.
That's borderline. That actually might be okay. Let's see. Yeah, it's just sort of a weird deal. So I walked up to him and I asked, like, because I have some things that I would like to sell, but when you factor in shipping, like, shipping would cost more than what I would probably get for it on eBay. Of course. So it's a hard sell. So I was like, do you like rent out a space, or can you take a cut to like put some of my stuff here? And he says that they operate on a consignment model, which is like you bring your stuff in, they sell it, and then they take a percentage.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, that seems fair. What is the percentage? And he says it's a 60-40 break. And I say, okay, who's the 60? And he says, we're the 60. I was like, oh, okay. Wow. That is a big, big piece of the pie.
That's a huge piece. You sell something for $100 just to make it easy on myself. They're getting $60. You're getting $40. Right. That's ridiculous. You might as well throw it up on eBay.
So this clearly is a situation for people. Oh, there was another option. If you pay a flat fee for the month, they only take 10%. What do you think that flat fee was?
Oh, God. $100.
$325.
Oh, my God.
So you in that theory, you have to be someone that's selling, that's profiting more than $300 a month on action figures. Like, what are you flipping in there that you could be making that much?
Even my mother, when my mother had her booth at the antique store, they were only charging her $90 a month for booth space, and there was no percentage cut for the owner.
So I don't know if you can like negotiate with the guy or what, but that 60-40, I was like, oh, you're not even playing here. Like,
no, good luck with your store, mister. Yeah, we'll see.
Now I've gone from being like, oh, this is neat to have a store here, to sort of being like, this mall is right by a Target. I bet this guy pops in the Target every morning before opening a store.
Sure. And
grabs all the good product.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Got to get him on a list so they can't let him buy anything.
Yeah, right.
I bought a lot of stuff at Target this week. I popped into a Target I haven't been to in a few weeks, and I hit the NECA section first because that was before the general action figure aisle.
Yeah.
And they had the first thing that caught my eye was that the Gargoyles figure, the
right.
Goliath.
Good, you found that.
The box is huge.
It is a large box, yeah.
It's taller than Chrome Dome.
Wow.
Almost 50%, maybe 50% thicker.
Yeah.
It's just a massive box. And he costs less than Chrome Dome, too. He's only like 30, 35, something
right.
like that.
Right, I think he's 32.
He's a pretty good deal, you know, thinking about the largeness. So the only, I haven't opened it yet, and I probably won't because one of his eyes is just a little off center.
Oh, no.
He's got a little bit of a lazy eye.
No.
And it's a stark contrast because it's white and black. There's no gradient to the eye at all.
Sure, yeah.
So, but he has a little, like, he's got a furrowed brow, so you can't really see it unless you're looking. But, like, okay. if I could find a better eye.
Yeah.
I'll swap him because, okay. I'm not even as concerned about opening him until I get that cape that's going to come with Bronx.
Right. That was very exciting.
That's great.
It is.
That's great. Yeah.
We were just talking about that the week before.
That's going to be, I think they said they're doing like one figure a quarter. So it's going to be like 6 months until that happens. So we've got some time.
But they also mentioned that there would be human characters too.
Well, I don't want that at all. There's no need for that.
No.
No, why you're gonna have that police lieutenant lady, like,
yeah, well,
that's not a fun gargoyle figure. Don't waste a spot with that.
You don't want
save
Xanatos?
That for the loot crate.
You don't want Xanatos?
I mean, they could make him fun. I guess you need like someone to fight against,
or the wild pack. Was that what their name
I need
was?
To go back. I have no idea. I need to go back and watch the show. Wasn't there a mechanical gargoyle, or he just had an armor? Maybe that he had like a suit of armor that was a gargoyle.
So Xanatos had a suit, like a gargoyle flight suit, kind of like Iron Man. But then he also had almost like gargoyle drones, so like mechanical. Ooh. But then, you remember how they were all smashed up at the very beginning during the medieval times? They had one that they like rearranged all the pieces back together.
Mm-hmm.
But had to supplement it with machine parts. Mm-hmm. So he was part gargoyle, part machine.
Ooh.
Yeah. You don't remember the wild pack? I think it was the wild pack.
I don't remember any of this.
So the wild pack.
I don't think I watched this show.
The wild pack was like this kids TV show, but the guys were bad guys. And then each subsequent episode, they modified their bodies.
Wait, this isn't even gargoyles?
It is gargoyles. It is gargoyles.
It was a spinoff?
Wasn't a spinoff. It was like a TV show that, what was it, Lexington was the littlest one. He would watch this show.
Oh, it's a show within the show?
Correct. So these were the actors, but they wound up being like bank robbers.
Oh, so like this show cast actual supervillains as the cast?
Right. So it was like their hidden...
It was like a reality show.
Yeah, they weren't bad guys on the show. They were the good guys on the show, but then in real life, in reality, they were bad guys.
Gotcha.
And then they became a antagonist for the gargoyles throughout the series, but within each episode, kind of like how Baxter Stockman had slowly devolved into like more machine.
The Fly.
Not The Fly, but
on the
newer 2000 series where
he was
a robot.
Right.
These guys like modify their bodies with
yeah, I've seen it here.
Yeah.
It's like in Batman Beyond where everyone got the serum.
Oh right. The Chimera serum. Yes.
They all turned into like zebras.
Yeah. And they're like, I want like spots.
Crazy. I know.
Hey, we're getting there without a serum, so it's okay. It's gonna happen.
Nature. It's just making us. I'd like to have some gargoyle wings I could wear as a cape.
Yeah, I don't think they'd function well.
You know, I really like the gargoyles pops that Funko did.
Okay.
There was something about those. That like the one he was holding a chicken wing. I forget his name. Broadway.
Broadway. Yeah, he's the heavier one.
He's a little hefty. He's a little chubby.
Yes. Yeah.
He's green, but he looks so happy.
He does.
Yeah. So I'm on the gargoyles. It's hard to say that word. Gargoyles train.
There you go.
I got my gargoyle.
Are you going to get the Thalog figure, or are you going to skip that one?
No.
Are you going to get Demona? Or are you just going to stick with?
Yeah, I think honestly, that figure looks so good that was like what made me be like, oh, maybe I need to give these a second look.
Well, I thought it was the Cape Wings.
Well, that was when I was already starting to be like, I need to find Goliath.
Yeah.
But now that once I saw that they were going to do the Cape Wings, I was like, okay, I can get on board with this, because that's the look that I want to replicate.
Every third figure comes with Cape Wings.
Ooh. Do all of the gargoyles wear their wings like a cape?
That's a good question. Do they have that ability? That's a very good question.
This one guy from the Wild Pack looks just like Wolverine. Like, way too much like Wolverine.
Who are we? The Wildcats. Who did we beat? The Wildcats. Do you ever remember that?
Just random Simpsons quotes.
I love that. That's like my favorite Simpsons quote, because it's like so funny, just because of course there'd be a soccer team with the same name as you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every other team down here is the Patriots.
When I was growing
up,
they
all use the Patriots logo somehow.
We had our team, we got to pick the name. So I think it was 92, and I was like, my dad was coaching, and I was like, our team should be called the Terminators.
Ooh.
And we didn't win a single game.
You got terminated.
Yeah, we did. That's like naming your team like the Eliminators, and then you're like, oh, the first team to be eliminated from the tournament is the Eliminators. And you're like, oh, dang.
Should have been the undefeated.
Should have tried harder.
Oh, boy.
Look at this horse. Look at this dog I bet on. She's the fastest.
My wife wants to know what your kids are going to be for Halloween.
I have no clue. Eloise.
You don't know?
Eloise pulled a butterfly costume out of the closet today, and I found a 2T Stay Puft Marshmallow Man costume in the basement while I was looking through stuff this morning. So
there you go.
Who knows? It's a grab bag.
There's nothing left at Target, so.
Yeah, I saw your picture. It sucked.
That Target was always bad. I don't think they got any product, but even the one that was okay, that first we went and they were just stocking the shelves whenever that was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then it was gone. Like, I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty good. And then everything was gone, and that was all they had. They had nothing to replenish it with.
That's too bad.
It is.
It's all going to show up on Ollie's. It's all there is to
That's
it.
Fine. Oh, that would be great. I have a discount on Halloween stuff.
Everything at Ollie's.
I want those birds to show up.
There you go.
I'm telling you, those birds are the new thing. People are going nuts over them.
Birds are the new currency, everybody.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can tell a man's wealth by the amount of birds that he has collected.
The birds he keeps.
Yes, the birds you keep.
The size of his flock.
Yes.
We were out today, the wife, the son, and I, and we were at Five Below, and we were coming back out, and we bought some stuff we were going to put in the trunk, and my wife opens the trunk, and she screams, or she gasps, she's like, ah! And I was like, oh no, and like, she had forgotten that she left this big present for our kid in there because it's too big to hide, so she just left it in her trunk. She forgot, and he was right there.
Yes,
but he didn't see it, and she like slams the trunk shut, and I'm just laughing because it's like it was a split second away from Christmas being ruined.
Right. Wow.
Because if he had seen it, he bought it, and then that was it. That was the big gift. Like, what are we gonna do?
No, you give it to needy kids.
Oh my God.
It goes to needy children.
This kid is the neediest kid you ever want to meet. Every day. Can I get a toy? And what am I going to say? No, of course you're going to have a toy. You're going to have all the toys. He yes. almost has all the toys. We went to the store last week and he couldn't find anything to buy because he had it all.
Oh, wow.
He the gets, craziest thing.
Oh, man. Wait till.
Because all the power, the puppy, whatever they're called.
The Paw Patrol? Yikes.
The Paw Patrol, yeah. Got them all.
Got to catch them all. Paw Patrol.
He plays with them, too. It's not
well,
like
that's
he
good.
Spies. Yeah, he has a whole world. He plays with them together in it.
Well, that's the goal then. That's,
yeah,
that's the goal.
He had all the Thomas stuff, and then he just got rid of that. And I'm like, that's fine. That's trains are too much to pick up. Like it's too yeah. messy. Got that track everywhere. Ugh.
My kids tend to pull a single Paw Patrol figure out, and that's it. So they're never a team. They're always a solo act.
Hmm.
Which is odd. It's an odd way, but they're always mixed in with like another character set.
Mm-hmm.
They also like if you take kinetic sand and just throw it into a Pyrex dish and then take any mixture of toys and put it under there so they can dig for it.
Oh, do they like those little blind box things that are like you break it apart and dig for it?
They don't because they can't figure them out.
Hmm. Are they complicated? I've never really looked into it.
I think we had one and it was complicated and they're garbage too because they just fall apart.
Sure.
But... my wife had got the kids that dig the fossil eggs to get the dinosaur, and those are a pain in the butt. Those are good. Mm. They're messy, first of all. And then they recommend you soak them in water for 10 minutes to kind of loosen up the egg material. And that does nothing. It's just a plaster, but that does nothing either. Like, I've had one sunk for 2 days, and it still does nothing.
Oh my God.
And then I'd come home, and there's just, like, white... chalky residue on everything and the kids got white chalky residue under their nails and I go, you can play with those eggs again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, they didn't like them after 5 minutes. And I was like, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
You're better off buying a bath bomb and having a toy in the bath bomb.
That's fun.
Yeah. It is.
Get them a Kinder egg.
It's how I get my kids to take baths sometimes.
Oh, they don't like the bath?
They do like the bath. They do. Yeah. But to make it more exciting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Throw a couple color tablets in it. Some.
Oh, some, sure. Yeah, the color. Kids love the color.
Kids love the color tablets.
Kids are so dumb. They just love color.
The bubble bath, you know, that kind of stuff. Couple plates and cups. They can have a tea party.
Oh, the cups. Yeah, so you do. It's like the water sensory table yes. with all the little.
Exactly, things. But they're fully immersed.
Yeah, literally. Yes. So last week we talked about Shardimus Prime's Kickstarter. I want to do a check-in on that. And also, there is a new Kickstarter for what's called Ringside Chaos. These are not wrestling figures. These are the other characters, like a referee or a security guard.
Oh.
So a little different.
Okay.
So let's check in on Shardimus Prime first. So... with 35 days left to go, he has 271 backers.
Nice.
He needs to reach a goal of $286,000.
Yep.
Which is a lot. Which is higher than some of the ones. Thus far, he has raised $41,000.
Okay.
So, not an insignificant amount of money, but $240-ish. $1,000 away from his goal, so
yeah,
we'll see. I don't see a lot about this one. I think a big part of this is you got to promote it, and I don't really know how that's working.
Sure. Yeah,
you got to kind of be out there beating the street, maybe even like pay for some advertising just to like put it over the top.
Right, it would be good. Throw it on Adult Swim during their commercial break.
Because even the Mattel stuff, they were looking pretty bad in the early on.
They
had to go back and add more stuff. They were on the message boards every day promoting it, getting like, you know, internet celebrities to promote it.
Yeah.
So you got to do your legwork. So this new one I was talking about, let me pull that up. Ringside Chaos. It is, where is the numbers? Let's find out. Where's the numbers? Oh, here it is. Okay. 48 days to go, 39 backers. Street Humans had a lot more, but this one has 2 months to go. Only needs 99,000 Wow. So less than half of Shardamus needs. Only 5,000 pledged thus far. A lot of time left to go. I don't know if these are a harder sell. I feel like this is sort of the same product. It's like the other one is generic bad guys. This one is generic guys. Like,
right.
Neither good nor bad. I guess you decide if the ref is good or bad. I think I'm going to pledge for at least the modern day ref with the zebra stripes.
Okay.
Because Mattel doesn't make a ref. I don't know what's going on. WWE won't let them make a ref. AEW is probably going to make a ref.
Good. Yeah.
And these are pretty good. You know, it's got all the modern articulation, a million hands, which actually makes sense for a referee because you need him to hold up the different fingers that denote like 1-2 count.
Yeah.
They have the open palm to slap the mat. So this is one of the figures where I want a lot of hands. They make sense.
See, you talk a lot about, and you haven't mentioned one of the stretch goals. Is it a stretch goal or is it just a pledge goal?
You're talking about the
custom
one
head sculpt for yourself.
Yeah. So this, unlike the Shardamus Prime Kickstarter, which has no stretch goals, but on this Ringside Chaos Kickstarter, if they get to a certain point, there are more characters to unlock. And then if you pledge $800, Brian Beatty will custom sculpt your face, and then you can pop it on any of these bodies.
Wow.
800 seems like a bit much. You don't even get the body for the $800. You just get the
needs
head.
There just needs to be someone out there who will willingly sculpt your head in whatever size you want it to be in, whether it be 1/12, 1/6, 1/8.
Just as a service to
As
society.
A service. I feel like that is a profitable endeavor.
I don't feel like we're too far away from being able to scan a photo and having the AI make it into a 3D image. Like, I feel like that's within our grasp.
That within the decade, sure.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be able to be printing ourselves left and right pretty soon.
Good.
Good, right? We're all gonna have like full size statues of ourselves in our front lawn. Just like companies. Just like you're printing out your grocery list, you're going to be able to print out
a
full-size statue out of any material you want.
That's
cast
funny.
Iron.
Wow.
Wow.
This is my cast iron bill.
Cast iron bill. I'm going to write that story where, like, in the future, we just, like, 3D print so much stuff with our face on it. Like, yep. Where people just get obsessed with being able to 3D print everything, which is like we never leave our home, but we have so much stuff. Like, build 3D print like more stories on our houses.
Why would I have to leave if I can just 3D print this?
3D print the world around me.
There you go.
Hey, you remember Collector's Crush on YouTube?
Barely. It seemed to be
months.
I seem to check in every 2 weeks, and there's neither any subscription growth or any new content. So what happened?
That is the question. That's the $1 million question. I feel like how they do documentaries on missing persons, I feel like the toy community needs to come together and do a documentary on their disappearance, because it's suspicious. You don't put a lot of work into a channel and, you know, multiple content
updates. Yeah, then you ghost everybody.
Week, just gone. Just no announcement. Just gone. It's just strange.
It is strange. It's Dateline NBC strange.
Yeah. So I don't know. That might be a project. Pixel Dan, you know how he does is like he has that other series he does that's more robust content.
Yeah.
Toy Explosion, I think it's called.
Oh yes.
He needs to pivot into this real world kind of stuff and search out these toy personalities and see what's going on.
Yeah, like, oh, where are they? Oh, they're in jail. Okay, never mind.
Okay. I like to go to their last video and look at the comments, search by new. So I'll just read. For 3 hours ago, someone wrote, "Good riddance." That was Jan Jackson one day ago, and they edited this, but it says there are 20 scenarios to why they are MIA. So this is sort of what we went through, but this person has 20. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Here's the number one. They were playing with toys too much and failed their exam and must redo them. Yeah, that's not too funny. Number two, they've broken up and they're in court to see who gets custody of their action figures. So this is a regular David Letterman on our hands.
Ooh.
Three, they've gone broke from buying too many toys. Now they're on the street begging for money.
Yes.
Four, they got robbed and they have nothing new to review. Okay. Five, they had a house fire, no insurance. Oh, this got dark.
I think they had an apartment, but okay.
Six, they got into a car accident when they were hunting. And I guess Ooh. They're presumed dead. I don't know. Seven, Target and Walmart banned them because, that's how he wrote it, because they tried to steal toys. Now they're in jail. I could see them getting banned, but I don't think they were stealing toys. They were hiding them under the kick plates.
I'm going to throw something in there. Maybe the murderer hid the bodies under the kick plates.
Oh.
And that was the guy following her around in that episode.
No.
Yes.
Okay. If
murder,
I'm
going to
read these all. I'm going to read these cold, and if any of them are too over the line, I'll cut them out. They caught COVID and now they're in the ICU. Let's hope not. Tax fraud and now they're on the run. I mean, maybe next year. Number 10, she lost her left eye too. Now she can't see the figures to do reviews. That's not funny. 11, she's pregnant, had a premature birth because the baby could wait no longer to play with action figures and toys. Wow. Their dog chewed up all their toys. Now they must start all over again. Okay, yeah. Well, they should document that. He caught her in bed with the Thanos action figure because he has bigger muscles. Now it's over.
He caught her in bed with the
Why did he do 20 of these? Damn.
I mean, they got progressively darker. You imagine that they would have gotten darker further down. Like in the top five would have been the darkest ones, but the teens seemed to be very dark.
And he edited this post. I wonder what the original version was. Oh, number 14. The police arrested them and charged them for attempted reviewing of action figures. See, that's good. See, that's a nice, wholesome one.
Yeah.
Okay, 15. She's too hot and all the toys melted. Well, okay. There you go.
Sizzling.
16. Her boyfriend decided to have breast implant added to his chest to attract more viewers because
we knew that
hers
was one.
Wasn't pulling in the viewers. Okay. Aww. There you go. 17, she went to join Captain Jack Sparrow and his mateys on the voyage to the Caribbean. What? 18, she decided that her hotness was wasted on YouTube, so she decided to join the brothel. Okay. I feel like this person is not up on internet lingo, or he could have made that one funnier.
He should have been like, oh, she's on OnlyFans now. I mean,
exactly.
That would make more sense.
See, know what?
The brothel. What the
we
hell?
We should have written this guy's material.
Yeah.
They starved their dog because they spent all their money on action figures and couldn't feed it, so they ate him. At number 20, they came across a shrinking ray gun machine and somehow managed to shrink themselves down to a 6-inch action figure size. Now they're in Target playing with all the other toys. Yay!
Wow.
That was a journey.
That's quite the list.
Jesus, this is going. I'm going to put this one on YouTube. My God. Oh,
tremendous.
Let's see. Anyone else? Okay. 6 hours ago, the same guy that did this. Okay, so this guy is suspicious because he's like commenting on everyone's comment. He wrote, well, if you scroll down the page, you shall see. That's he wrote it that way. That's odd. You shall see that they wanted a toy from somebody named Tom, and maybe they met up with him, and he kidnapped them. Maybe the fake toy was to lure them. I don't know. I'm just talking right now. This guy, suspect number one.
He seems to make
sense. His name is The One. He has one subscriber. Okay. Okay, yeah. I think we're on to something. This guy,
you know, most homicides, the murderers return to the scene of the crime. albeit YouTube.
I don't know how
leaving these little clues like an anglerfish down in the deep dark sea.
How do we look up about this friend? What can we do? I don't know how YouTube works. There's nothing.
I don't know either.
He's got no videos.
I feel like we need to write them a physical letter and say, "Do you exist?" Get on like a people finder and track
down.
Maybe
they were just AI. Somebody made them in The Sims.
Sure, they were deep fakes.
Yeah, they were deep fakes the whole time.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
it was an algorithm this whole time. What do men like? Boobs. What else do they like? Women.
In that order.
And then they couldn't get it. They're like, she needs one flaw. Okay.
What?
That was the algorithm. Give her one
eye. We don't
eye.
Have enough pixels left for both eyes. I hope they're not dead, because this is what all make us seem very inappropriate.
It's okay. It's been long enough. We can joke.
What are the odds they'd both be dead?
I don't know.
50-50?
Yeah,
50-50. All right. Well, we wish them the best. We did enjoy their content.
We did.
In a way.
Yes.
They tried something new. I appreciated that. They were doing well. They had thousands of views.
They had good, what do they call them?
The clickbait thumbnail?
Yeah, the clickbait thumbnails. Yes. Yeah. And that was pretty good. They had that going for them. But when it boiled down, they go into the same target over and over again.
Well, sure. But I mean, you could think of like new stuff. You don't have to just completely disappear.
They tried. They did Q&As and they did. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That initial video had 58,000 views. And that was 5 months ago.
Something happened.
I don't know.
Something happened.
Well, we'll keep checking in on them every once in a while and see if we can find any more information about them.
Leave no stone unturned.
This has been the Reluctant Adult Podcast Unsolved Mysteries. Get that music behind us. Well, that was exhilarating. Anything else?
It was.
Anything else for this week?
I got nothing. We ended it on a good note. Good mysterious note.
We have a suspect. That's good.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. Well, you know what we say. We don't want to grow up, but we already did. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye, everyone. I still